Two Elevens. We're back with our final podcast, and this one is on ambition in Macbeth. So off you go, boys.
So ambition is a key theme in William Shakespeare's Macbeth. It can be said to be the main reason for every tragic event in the play, and can be called Macbeth's martyr. Ambition isn't presented as an inherently evil quality, rather it becomes one when it goes out of control and rampant. This is shown as ambition transforms Macbeth from a valiant and honourable soldier to a merciless, cold-blooded killer. Furthermore, it's shown that ambition easily spirals out of control and comes back to bite the user. This is, in a sense, a double-edged sword. Macbeth even acknowledges this in saying, "We still have judgment here, that we but teach bloody instructions which, being taught, return to plague the inventor." Shows that Macbeth is weighing the pros and the cons and isn't naturally an immoral person, but after the murder of Duncan, where Macbeth essentially embraces his ambition and his dark side, Macbeth is shown to have no conscience or remorse in plotting to kill his closest friend and companion, Banquo, even telling his goons outright that Banquo is your enemy, and so is he mine.
Who else shows attributes of ambition in Macbeth?
Lady Macbeth shows a lot of ambition because she turned and manipulated people like Macbeth. She also, at one point, says, "What have quenched them, now it's given me fire." I see this as like, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Mm-hmm. And she's taking what, oh, the witches, they're not harming me, so I could use this to my own strength.
Excellent. Is that usual for a Jacobean woman to behave like in this way?
No, Jacobean women were supposed to be subservient. They weren't thought as having ambition. They were thought as of this kind of flower-like entity with their innocent and pure. So to see a woman with so much ambition to try and go against God, in a sense, by plotting to kill the king, would have been absolutely disgusting for a Jacobean audience.
Excellent. So, Sorrel, what do you have to comment on?
I have to say that there's two reasons for Macbeth's ambition, as because of the prophecy and Lady Macbeth.
Yep.
And Lady Macbeth is basically the poison to Macbeth's ambition, as she provokes Macbeth to kill more people throughout the story, and the more people, the more poison. And Shakespeare uses a motif of poisonous animals, quote, "the serpent under it and full of scorpions in my mind." These poisonous animals are a metaphor for how ambition corrupts the individuals, such as poisonous animals corrupts their prey to death.
Good.
And Lady Macbeth removes the sense of guilt from Macbeth as well. She uses, "screw your courage, will not fail, live or live a coward in fine esteem." She belittles a Macbeth esteem to lose that sense of guilt in order to fulfil his ambition as well.
So, really, what's Shakespeare's message about ambition here?
Shakespeare's real message about ambition is that you can have ambition, but once you get too much ambition in you, like Macbeth, it can quickly spiral out of control, as Macbeth, because of his ambition, he later on killed Duncan, and then also plotted to kill Banquo as well.
Good. Any other comments on the theme of ambition?
Yeah, the other thing I was going to say is ambition, well, Macbeth's ambition, it pushes him to do things which are blatantly illogical.
Mm-hmm.
For example, he tries to go against the prophecies of the witches, which he knows are true. For mm-hmm. example, Banquo's son's becoming king, yet he still plots to murder him out of pure ambition, which is completely logical, as he's seen that, yes, they do come true, so he's trying for a vain cause.
Yeah.
Oh, ambition can be good or bad, because one is that Macbeth and Lady Macbeth are ambitions on a selfish way, in a self-centered way, whereas Malcolm and Macduff is the opposite, where they're doing it for the good of their country, which is the good way. And then,
because I don't think that naturally we consider ambition to be negative. I mean, if I was to say that, you know, you had lots of ambition, that would be taken as a compliment. So it's quite unusual how it is seen in such a negative way in this play.
Well, it makes sense, because the entire play was just kind of appeasing the current king, King James. So William Shakespeare trying to say, oh, you know, if you try and get a bit too big and trying to get a bit too ambitious, you know, you're going to get struck down in the end.
What event has just happened that sort of makes people not want to which is why Shakespeare sort of wants to say, you know, do not threaten the king. What's just happened that's made them all run scared a bit?
The gunpowder plot.
Good, good. So the Guy Fawkes sort of plotting to assassinate with the gunpowder plot. Excellent. Anything else? No? Well done. Thank you.